Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Today we continue in our series of deepening our personal conversion through the Beatitudes. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Let's start by thinking about the concept of an inheritance. An inheritance is a gift, and often a surprising one. Most of the time, people don't know how a relative is going to distribute their possessions until the actual will is read. So an inheritance is a gift, not something you earned. It's what somebody else amassed over the course of their lifetime, and they just want you to have it as a gift. So only two things have to happen. They have to die, and you have to accept the gift. Well, Jesus tells us who are the heirs of God Almighty. They are the meek, and they shall inherit everything. Blessed are the meek, our Lord said, for they shall inherit the earth. So, for God's inheritance to be transmitted to us, two things need to take place. First of all, Christ had to die. Check. Secondly, we just need to receive our inheritance. And that's what it means to be meek. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The meek are those who know how to receive, how to inherit. They know how to receive a gift with gratitude and delight. And the greatest gift, the greatest inheritance we've been given is our identity, our self-worth, and, now that we've been baptized, our place in heaven. You didn't earn it. You didn't create it. And you don't need to protect it other than just don't commit grave sin. Now, the opposite of meekness is a competitive mindset. The mindset of those who are constantly afraid of losing. How many of us think of our lives in terms of a competition? Trying to get scarce resources before someone else gets them. Competing for money and customers. Competing for positions, competing for attention, competing to be more attractive to the opposite sex, competing for promotions or professional rewards. But a meek person realizes none of the things we compete for lasts, and it won't ultimately make us happy, and our self-worth doesn't depend on any of it. God has given everything to us as a pure gift. Our existence, our identity, our worth, the promise of heaven, but also the love and friendship of those in our lives, the beauty of nature, the delight of exercising our minds to know the truth and then explore the truth with others through good conversations. Most of all, the love of God for us, as well as heaven, the gift par excellence. The joy of this life, it's not primarily won, it's inherited. That is, if we're meek enough to accept it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation, the art of receiving. Now, receiving sounds easy, but it's actually hard, especially for the proud, the anxious, and the self-reliant. Many of us would rather earn than receive because earning makes us feel in control. A gift feels humbling, like you didn't deserve it because you didn't. You didn't secure it. You can only open your hands and say, thank you. Isn't that the ironic thing about a gift? You can't control it. All you can do is receive it. That's why meekness is so rare. Meekness requires us to stop grasping and start trusting. Trusting God will give everything we need in His time. And His gifts are way better than our plans. Now, don't get me wrong. Meekness does not make us passive. It actually enables us to work harder, but without fear, anxiety, clinging, scheming. We can work with open hands and a peaceful heart. To receive like this, we need to learn to be still and quiet, and to practice gratitude and confidence in the Father. That's what makes space in the soul for the inheritance. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Jesus doesn't say the meek will earn the earth. He says they will inherit it. That means the gifts of God have already been given, even in this life. Meek people don't miss those gifts because they're not consumed by not losing, that they miss what God has already given. To inherit the earth means learning to enjoy what God has already given you. He's already given you you, and that you will reign forever and ever with Christ in heaven, with your family and all your friends. But he's also given you the delight of morning mass and a quiet walk after, the laugh of someone you love, the deep rest that comes when you stop trying to prove yourself, and the grace of knowing God is enough and that he is with you. Most people spend their lives chasing what they already have. The meek inherit the earth because they stop running and start receiving. So pause, breathe, look around. Thank God. Act like someone who's already been given everything, because you have. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. No matter how long we live, we've got to pursue good things in this life. Vocations, families, children, professions, taking care of one another, and so many good things in this world to delight in. But this life, in comparison to eternity, is so, so short. And then it all goes away. But it's okay, because God has your inheritance already all taken care of. You're going to be in heaven, and everyone there is going to know your identity and worth. Everyone there will appreciate you. They'll understand you. They'll love you. And you will do the same for them. And then God will create a new heavens and a new earth, and we will delight in it forever. It's all a gift. So how about as a resolution? Today, when we start to get anxious or fearful or angry or defensive, let's ask ourselves, 10,000 years from now, am I going to be upset about this or worried about this? So how do I want to act right now? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what struck you with this, Teresa?
I am so terrible at receiving things that I haven't earned. It makes me deeply uncomfortable, and I think it is because I like the idea that I have control over. If you receive something because you've earned it with, like, your own hard-earned money, then it really feels like it's yours and you can't lose it because it's yours. You put in the time and the effort, and it's just really, really hard. There's something that feels unstable to me about a gift that's freely given.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How do you feel if, because one of the things we love in our family about you is you work all year long and make the most spectacular Christmas gift for the whole family. Uh-huh. Actually, the whole family waits. So once you've used your gifts and talents to give the gift, how do you feel about receiving a gift back after that?
Well, it does feel fair.
But I mean, do you feel better about receiving once you've given a gift from your personal stock of gifts?
It's interesting because true gifts do feel beautiful because they're undeserved, because someone else went out of their way, and they feel more beautiful when it is undeserved and it's not a balanced thing.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
What I'm wondering, though, because I think you're onto something, where I struggle with the gift is, if you give me something, I feel like
you have to pay it back in kind.
No, that's not what bothers me. If you give me something, I feel like a beggar. I don't want to be a beggar. I don't, because a beggar means I have nothing to offer. I have nothing to offer. And if I have nothing to offer, then I'm nothing.
Well said.
And I think that's the fear about receiving.
Yeah, there's a certain littleness in it.
There's a littleness.
It does, in a way, I think it feels so much better to give. And I don't say that in like a really, it's not even in a super selfless way. It is in a more controlling way at times.
But even not a controlling.
It's kind of on my grounds that I can give.
There was a missionary I was talking to recently, a young missionary who has nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I want to help you financially. And I'm like, because my chest puffs up. Like,
oh, yeah, I can
I can
that.
Help you financially. Because I have something, because I am something. But in receiving, we get pride all mixed up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we think we only have worth if we're giving.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're receiving, there must be something wrong with us.
We're deficient.
But I think I want to do a meditation. We need to do one meditation on just this fact. Every single thing I have has been given to me by God. Even my good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
My good actions,
mm-hmm.
the good outcomes,
yeah,
everything.
I mean, even objectively, my money is not my own in the sense that I, It might look like I've earned it, but in many ways, God has given me the health to earn. He's given me the time to earn. Yeah. He's given me everything in the first place. So it's really more like, you know, when you get your kids like a play, like cash register and things like that, and they start making exchanges at their fake store and they have fake food and they have fake money. It feels more like that. All of it was just made possible by God.
The only thing we can own is our sin.
Only thing we're really responsible for?
Well, that's the only thing that only comes from us. Everything else comes first from God.
Mm-hmm. It's not like we can only choose to sin. We can choose not to sin.
But that comes from God.
Through the grace of God. Mm.
We're getting to the heart of our pride. This is a series on conversion, and the root problem is our pride. And a great way to overcome it is practice receiving from God and thanking Him for everything. Well, thanks for exploring these things with me. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.